Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
No country can expect to reach its full potential as long as it limits the economic, educational, political, and cultural participation of the female half of its population. Speaking at the Rarotonga Dialogue on Gender Equality, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stated that although no country in the world, including the United States, can boast of having achieved gender equality just yet, progress for gender equality in the Pacific has not kept pace with the rest of the world. According to the World Bank, women in the South Pacific have the world's lowest participation rates in their country's legislative bodies, with women on average making up just 5% of the entire legislature. Only 6 of the world's countries worldwide have no female lawmakers, and of those, 4 are in the Pacific. The region also has the world's lowest rate of women in executive positions, less than 2%. Secretary Clinton noted as well that up to 60% of women in the Pacific report being the victim of gender-based violence or sexual abuse. Maternal health statistics are also poor, and women face greater barriers to starting businesses and participating in the economy, she said. Supporting and promoting gender equality is a core part of the United States' commitment to the Pacific, said Secretary of State Clinton. For that reason, the United States will contribute $200,000 to the United Nations Women's Trust Fund to end violence against women. Also, in order to help develop strong female leaders in the Pacific region, we are partnering with the East-West Center based in Hawaii and the governments of Australia and New Zealand to create the Rarotonga Partnership for the Advancement of Pacific Island Women. Low participation of women in the legislature and an unacceptably high rate of violence against women, coupled with significant limitations on economic opportunities for women, illustrate a problem that doesn't just hurt women and girls, said Secretary Clinton. It hurts everybody. It holds back entire societies. Because when women are unequal participants, economic growth is undermined. Development is stymied. Communities and countries are robbed of the contributions that women could make. Achieving gender equality is not just the right thing to do, it is the smart thing to do.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.